This is Mark Chris from Memorial Sloan Kettering speaking once again on the growing interest and growing set of possibilities for patients with EGFR mutant lung cancers that have progression on their first therapy. There are many, many very exciting and good drugs in testing right now. But I think what we need to do until those drugs arrive, and again, I would encourage anybody to go on a clinical trial now testing these drugs, as they're a very good option for people with T790M mutations. We need to think about, though, the general management of patients. And there was a very, very good article, a review article in the journal Cancer back in August of 2014. Dr. Satcher from Dana-Farber was the first author with his co-authors Pasayane and Jeff Oxnard. And they have a very interesting table in that paper, and I'd encourage you to take a look at it, because it talks about what happens when you treat an EGFR mutant lung cancer with a TKI. And they basically outlined three scenarios. And I think it's quite a good framework, and actually goes along pretty well with our NCCN guidelines. The first and perhaps the easiest way to approach these problems at the time of progression. If you can somehow determine a specific type of resistance to the first-line TKI, or if you find no pattern of resistance, there you clearly need to have a new therapeutic strategy. A continuation of TKI is likely not to be helpful. And what you need to do there is to either find a specific kind of resistance or, in general, probably move on to your best chemotherapy as quickly as possible. That probably represents about a quarter of patients. There's another 10% that at the time of progression, the progression is in the central nervous system, but there is no evidence of progression systemically, but you do have disease in the central nervous system that is growing. So when you look at the molecular patterns of these cases, this is not resistance because of second-site T790M mutations. It's resistance in the CNS, likely due to pharmacologic problems. The drug is simply not getting in there, and that clone is growing. And it, by and large, does not have T790M. People would say, well, that's easy now. We'll give the next generation drugs that go after T790M. But please remember, where this has been looked at, the majority of specimens taken so far do not have T790M. I think our current status is to, in by and large, continue the current TKI, treat the CNS disease, and if you've held the TKI during the treatment of the CNS disease, then restart it once that treatment is done. The third and the most difficult management issue is, what do you do for those patients that have growth of their of T790M. The first thing you have to remember is that when you note growth that is characterized by the emergence of a T790M second site mutation, the vast majority of cells in that patient's tumor are still sensitive to the original TKI. So I think it's very, very important that you make sure you're covered, as it were, that you are still providing a patient good coverage for the sensitive cells in that mixed tumor. And that could be done either by continuing the TKI or switching to an effective chemotherapy regimen. But it's very, very important to remember that if you stop them, those drugs abruptly, the sensitive cells will grow and you have this flare phenomenon. We've seen this very commonly in people that we're trying to put on clinical trials. And in our experience, one quarter of the people that we stopped TKI abruptly to put them on a clinical trial of another agent for the treatment of progression, they either ended up in the hospital or some of them even passed away. The T790M clone clearly needs to be treated, but please remember, too, it generally is not the majority of cells and also has a somewhat more indolent pattern. Exactly when to start a T790M specific therapy is slightly uncertain. The recent data from the aspiration trial suggests that many, many patients in the time of progression can be continued on their current TKI, particularly if it's very, very well tolerated, and then reinstitute other therapies at some point down the line. Chemotherapy is always a good choice. It would work against the original TKI-sensitive and resistant T790M clones, and again, the responses to chemotherapy are generally better in patients with a T790M resistance mutation. There's a place for local therapy, but these are very, very individualized decisions. I must say this is probably one of the toughest situations that we as oncologists are facing, and the good thing is we have many options for these patients. The difficult thing for oncologists is that these patients have a very long survival, and we are going to be faced with many, many different treatment decisions. When do you do a localized therapy? When do you continue the original TKI? When do you switch to chemotherapy? When do you go to a next-generation TKI? More and more data is going to come out in the coming months and years about how to do this, but it's tough. So please remember, when it comes to progression in a patient with EGFR mutant lung cancer, it's by no means one size fits all. If you had to go to one thing, it would probably be chemotherapy, but you have to remember that the cancer that you're fighting at that point is likely to be heterogeneous in the majority of cases. Sometimes there's pharmacologic issues, sometimes there's molecular emergence of new resistant clones, and you need to put your game face on and work very, very hard trying to take care of these patients. It's a very rewarding field because these patients can live a long time with the right treatment, and this is going to be our challenge in years to come.